Raf Epstein on ABC Radio Melbourne.
We are really beginning to realise who is an essential worker. If you stack a supermarket shelf, if you drive a tram, if you clean a school, you are essential. Now, my next guest works for a company that cleans public schools, and she is essentially being asked to do more work for the same money, doing essential work. Ines Lizama cleans a number of public schools, more than 10 of them. Thank you for joining us. Tell me a bit about your hours. What are your hours and what are you expected to do?
We are expecting to do a lot of work from 8 o'clock until 5 o'clock. And then the afternoon shift, which I did tell the company that it's way too long for us to do. You're going to burn us out. That's what I think they are realizing that. I'm hoping that they bring more cleaners, more people on board to help us, because we do need more help.
Now, I think you've been a cleaner for more than 10 years. Just give me an idea. What extra tasks are you being asked to do?
Okay, but the Department of Education will be asked to do the lockers, the stairways, handles, playgrounds, walls, bike sheds, external gates, chairs, thoroughly.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's, so that's on top of all the normal cleaning?
All on top of everything.
Yeah. And are there more cleaners or the same number of cleaners as before?
The same cleaners as before.
And the same money?
Yeah, the same money. Minimum wage.
How does that work? I mean, do you have time to do all the things they want you to do?
No. This is why we're trying to fight with the union to get more hours, because they're not releasing no information. So we're all worried about this. Even the schools are worried.
Have you spoken to anyone at the school, or can you not do that because you work for the company employed by the department?
Well, we cannot talk to them and tell them what's going on.
Do you need to take any precautions yourself just to stop you picking anything up?
Of course. I'm afraid even for them. I mean, I love the school. And next week, there's only going to be one person being put here at the school. And it's an autistic school, a special school, which require more cleaners on board here, not just one in the morning from 8 to 5.
Sorry, there's only going to be one cleaner at a school for kids with special needs?
Yes.
How many kids go to the school? Like, is it?
I think it's 120 kids.
Sorry, there's going to be one cleaner at a school with 120 kids with special needs.
Yes. And this is my biggest concern. I just cannot believe what the government is doing. The Department of Education, what is she thinking? Why didn't they ask the school, what do you need? Do you actually need extra more cleaners on board? I've been telling the company, we only need two cleaners.
What do the companies say to you, Ines? When you say we need more cleaners, what do they say?
Budget. Yeah, budget. Not enough money coming out from the department. So there are excuses after excuses, which we are all facing. We face a long waiting period for the liquids to be delivered. We face a lot of issues with cloth, with rugs, you know, to clean. And who takes them to clean, to wash them? I take it home and I have to wash them myself and dry them and to bring them all nice and neat for the next week.
Okay, look, Ines, we will we'll see if we can get some answers from the Education Department. All I can do is wish you luck. I can't imagine how hard that work is, but just good luck.
Thank you so much.
Ines Lizama, cleaner in public schools. She's been doing cleaning at least for more than 10 years.